The Trump administration and its Department of Government Efficiency are now targeting the Internal Revenue Service. Reports indicate the IRS will lay off between 6 and 7,000 workers today. The IRS currently has more than 90,000 employees, and the deadline to file 2024 income tax returns is approaching, now less than 2 months away on April 15th. Much like the recent layoffs in other federal agencies, the terminations will target probationary employees or people who have been on the job for less than a year. CBS News reports an email from high-ranking officials to managers of the IRS Small Business Self-Employed Division on Wednesday indicated that 3,500 workers are from that specific department and not deemed as critical to filing season. CBS is also reporting that managers in the Large Business and International Division also received an email telling them to go into the office on Thursday and Friday to support off-boarding activities. Under former President Biden, the Inflation Reduction Act boosted IRS funding by $80 billion over the next 10 years. Congress has since rescinded some of that funding. The Associated Press is reporting that by the end of 2024, the IRS had collected $1.3 billion on back taxes from tax dodgers. However, an executive order issued by President Trump earlier this month instructed heads of agencies to work with DOGE on large-scale reductions of the federal workforce. Also, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has asked the Treasury Secretary if her department can borrow IRS workers to help with the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration.